You know, those chance encounters with someone you're interested in, however, they don't amount to anything in the moment because you're not in the right frame of mind or not in right space to get a name or number or their Instagram handle. So what do you do?
You can't just leave it up to chance.
No.
The universe to bring you guys back together. You got to do a little typey-typey about it.
Mm-hmm.
Send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist.
All right, man for woman, the girl who raged over fries.
Oh, already a great quality.
Great quality.
Yes.
You were in the black SUV at the Wendy's drive-thru window, passionately expressing your extreme disappointment about missing some fries.
Wow.
Actually, you were going off on the worker because they forgot your fries, I think. I was inside, pretending to order a Frosty at the counter, but really just watching you absolutely melt down.
Okay.
I'm not sure what made you so mad, but that fire in your eyes could have melted my Frosty faster than any summer sun.
Wow, she was big mad.
Your dark wavy hair caught the light like a museum painting. You had the cutest expressive middle finger.
Oh!
And button nose.
Oh, no.
Truly a work of art.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Okay. Oh, dang.
You just looked like someone who needed a hug.
Sounds like it.
Maybe a fresh hot batch of fries.
Also that.
I'd love to be the guy to deliver both to you.
Nice.
Maybe we can grab a drink sometime. And I can find out if your passion carries over into other parts of your life.
Wow.
You feisty thing.
Listen, I feel like this is a little lesson, too. Like, you can just say, oh, I think you forgot a fry. And then all right,
well,
no worries.
She
I'll
wouldn't
get
have,
that right for you.
She wouldn't have found a potential.
Caught the eye of him.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Had she just been normal all and
right.
not thrown in a complete fit.
I mean, okay.
It's
Craigslist. Missed connection. All I'm saying is, let's be nice on the drive-thru.
Sure.
Lumberjack in the pumpkin patch.
Oh.
Woman for man.
All right.
I saw you at Huber's Orchard walking around the pumpkin patch with a little kid. I'm assuming your niece. Why make that assumption? Maybe a tiny human that proves you're a widower? Wow, we are jumping to extreme conclusions already. A girl could dream. Anyway.
A girl can dream that he's a widower?
Yep. Yeah, she said that out loud. You gave off serious lumberjack vibes with that flannel and beard growl.
Okay.
The way you carried two massive pumpkins around for like an hour straight. Come to mama.
Okay.
You were so attractive, I almost forgot I was there with my, well, let's call him suboptimal boyfriend.
Oh. Okay. So she's there with a boyfriend. Got it.
Suboptimal.
Yes.
That's a new term. I might use that. Honestly, I might be ready to trade him in for a better model. Namely you.
Okay,
Winky
then.
Face.
All right.
So if you're out there, I'd love to buy you an ice cream or a bottle of wine, sit at the patio and talk about life. Just as soon as I figure out how to break up with my suboptimal current boyfriend. A little obstacle, minor speedball.
You know, I'm dragging this lug around.
Yeah. Like, if you don't reach out, I'll probably keep him for
a little longer, but I'm just keeping him around until I can find someone like you.
That was your niece, and you are, in fact, a widower, just divorced or not married somehow, not dating the baby mama. I have a lot of questions.
Sure. You know, hey, whether you're looking for that drive-through Karen... Or
that's, you know what, she should really consider it, because if someone's still attracted after seeing her behave like
that's right,
maybe he's a keeper.
That's right. Or the lumberjack in the pumpkin patch who may or may not have a kid or may or may not be
maybe
attached.
Just an attractive lumberjack uncle.
That's right.
We're hoping
it could be one thing, and that is
Craigslist missed connection. A lot of assumptions were made.